We have a responsibility to all in the foundation to work collaboratively and to come up with a consensus document. What we're doing is creating a division. I think this is a mistake, both in terms of getting more accomplished than we otherwise could, ultimately. And also, we've hired management here for a reason. They're supposed to be competent. They're supposed to be able to be full-time supervisors in this process. And I think we need to give them a shot at doing their job. Now, if they're not doing their job, different story. Okay? But we're not at all approaching this in a collaborative vein. We're just going off and saying, we're going to write our own report. I don't see where that's going to get us down the road any further, ultimately.
Sandy?
Yes?
Are you saying that you feel that we're not being cooperative or Lonnie's not being cooperative?
Well, I didn't make a claim as to either, Teresa, and that's a good, a fair question. I'm just saying that Lonnie's absence on this call and the reasons he cited for not being on the call all feed down the same funnel. And I think we're just going astray here. I really do.
Well,
so I put my two cents in, okay?
I'm not quite sure what you would recommend. I mean,
well, my recommendation is pretty simple, and that is get Lonnie to get involved. Let's go over these objections and write one report. We have the CFO's report. If there are errors on it and it's not what we see as being factual as treasurers, as participants in the local station board process, then let's get it straightened out. But let's do that together. That's what
perhaps,
I'm saying.
Perhaps you and Dave can, well, he's going to be on the call tonight, correct?
Sandy, I'm not suggesting that the CFO be excluded from including comments as part of that report, and we can have that discussion when he's on. His reasons given for not being on this call, to me, and we went over this before you got on the call.
Excuse me, Dave. I'm sorry. Mark, just
hey,
joining.
Mark. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Whose reasons?
Excuse
Lonnie.
Me? The reasons given by Lonnie and Ambrose regarding notice also aren't accurate. And when the meeting was noticed, it was in response to Marnie's email in which she said, I would like it to deal with national accounting issues and FY06 budget issues. I posted the meeting at the agreed-upon calendared site and put in the agenda field FY06 budget issues and national accounting policies. We have been following this procedure, as has every... for an indefinite period of time, as long as these committees have been in existence. So to me, what this is a statement that the CFO doesn't want to work with the NFC. And
I totally disagree with that.
I think we're interjecting thoughts that we're not clear on.
Order, please. Order, please.
Yeah. The,
thank you.
The,
yeah, but I'm tired of the chair continuing to pontificate. I'm tired of that.
Well,
you don't
excuse
just,
me, order,
yeah,
please.
Order.
I'm calling the chair to please call the member to order.
Oh,
the member just got
it.
On the phone call is already starting in. Can we
because
please?
Because I am
I'd
tired
like
of
to,
calling
I'd
excuse
in.
Me, can the chair please make
like
order of this
all
meeting?
All members of the committee to please come to order. My response was to...
All right, well, hurry up, Dave. I'm tired of you going on. Sorry,
I make a motion to censure
right, okay,
the member.
Right, hey, everybody, calm down, okay?
I make a member to censure the order. This meeting's been going on very friendly. This is completely out of order. A person to be telling someone they're tired of somebody.
Patty, I'd like to ask you also to come to order so that we can try and deal with these things. The comments I was making was an attempt to be as clear and methodical and responsible.
No, you're not, Dave. You are editorializing. You're not reporting. You're editorializing. Stop pretending that you're reporting.
I'm saying that the order in which I did things and the order in which things happened, and that's not an editorial.
Yes, it is.
Point of order?
Yes, Teresa?
Can Mark not acknowledge that he's missed a good... hour of the meeting, or is it half?
That's not a point of order.
Okay.
Let's go on with this. We're talking about a notion of the committee compiling a report to the national board to address its recommendations to the national board. And Sandy raised an objection saying that it should be done in collaboration with the CFO. The response was that all members of the committee will be invited to submit and we will vote to include those items.
This is Jane. I'd like to get on the stack.
Go ahead, Jane.
Also, Mark, one thing that you missed right before you got on, you weren't listening on stream, were you?
No.
Basically, I was expressing concern about some information which there is a statement in Lonnie's CFO report that the expenses are down for 2006 compared with 2005. And I read it through over and over again, and it appears to me the expenses are actually up 3%. So that was just a factual error. I was concerned with one to make sure that I wasn't misunderstanding it. And at that point, since also the remark that was made about the KPF, that Lonnie made about the KPFA budget, that the representatives from KPFA considered it not to be an accurate statement. So then that was when Dave proposed this idea of a report from the National Finance Committee, an actual report coming from us as opposed to just a chair's report. And Sandy raised a concern that would not be a good thing, because what we really need to do is bring Lonnie into this, and if we find there's errors in his report, we need to somehow produce a collaborative report as opposed to two separate reports.
All right, well, I'll get on the stack when I can.
And I did want to speak to Sandy's comments, which is that I find them to be very helpful. I think that that there's a lot of truth in what he's saying, that somehow we do need to get to a more collaborative point. And this contentiousness between, I think it's very unfortunate that Ambrose and Lonnie have taken what seems to me to be a hostile stance towards Dave's leadership. But that's where we're at now, and somehow we need to get to move beyond it, because I agree with Sandy that we're not going to get where we want to be through ability, and we need to find a way somehow to move collaboratively, including our staff.
Stack.
Mark.
I heard Mark. I heard Sandy. Anybody else? Then I'll add myself. Mark, Sandy, and me.
Well, I hate to always precede you, Dave. Sometimes I like to follow, because that kind of helps me clear up a couple things that you're saying, but that's the way the stack is. So first of all, I will say that I like the idea of collaboration, but even in what you just said, you said the CFO is a member of this committee, although oftentimes has not been treated that way. I think that you reap what you sow, and I think we've sowed a lot of discontent this year, a lot of second-guessing, a lot of contentiousness. This committee, to me, is as you know, it's a lot weaker than it should be, because we have editorialized, in my opinion, a lot of things. We've decided what the direction should be. We've steered it a certain way. The votes are there. Whether they'll be there next year or whatever, but I think that the problem is the National Finance Committee is supposed to rise above local issues, which it hasn't done, rise above factions, which it has not done, rise above the particular agenda of particular individuals, which I don't think it has done, and look at the numbers and decide what's the best way to proceed. This sort of finger-pointing that continues to wreck this committee is one of the reasons. Now, I wasn't able to get here on time because I coached the debate team and I had a meeting. But I wasn't sad about that, because I'm really, these of all the committees that I'm on, this is my least favorite.
Mark, thanks for those comments. The motion on the table right now is the construction of a committee report from the NFC.
Well, I would like to see the chair's report, because I'm trying to prepare a minority report, but I'm not going to go first.
I'd like to offer a substitute motion.
Go ahead.
I'd like to offer the substitute motion that we take what Lonnie has given us and have a special meeting in this committee prior to what would be either the in-person meeting in the LSB or the next phone conference for the LSB, and we have a right of call it sign-off or mutual sign-off. If we could agree to disagree, but I'd like to get Lonnie's input here before we We just shut the process down. I think that's absolutely necessary. This is.
Could you clarify for me how that?
I'm sorry, I'm looking for words here. Go ahead.
If what's been suggested is a report from the committee, and we ask all members of the committee, and the CFO is a member of the committee, to add items, and then we as a committee review it and basically approve the consolidated statement, isn't that accomplishing your goal? Or let me rephrase that.
The answer is yes. You phrase it enough that I can understand that. I just think we need to table this until Lonnie's on the call.
Well, if we table it, then we can't do the work between now and the next meeting. I mean, we could, but...
Well, this is extra time anyway. We didn't expect to have this time. And we have to ask ourselves, why isn't he on the call? I mean, we can talk about him for days and decide that
he's already addressed those claims earlier on this meeting.
All right, well, I wasn't here, so I'm going to do it now. I mean, I was on a call for 10 hours. I've earned it. I'm saying that we have to ask ourselves why he isn't here. And what did we do? Not just what he did. What did we do?
What
and
do
until we do that, we don't collaborate. We just accuse.
This is Jane.
Hey, this is Lamori. Can I get on the stack?
I want to clarify where we are on the agenda. Good. I believe that we're on item remaining FY06 budget items, including Spanish language programming and others. Is that correct, Dave?
We haven't actually gotten off of national accounting policies.
I think actually what we're talking about has to do with the FY06 budget.
It's true.
We had
several other items under national accounting policies that had been raised, and it is now 4:32. So I'd like to dispense with this motion as quickly as possible. And
I don't actually have a motion. Is what I'm trying to say.
The original suggestion was request committee members. It wasn't. You're right. It wasn't in the form of a motion. Request committee members to submit items for inclusion in an NFC report to the PMB. And I'm not sure now if Sandy's proposal would like to modify that or not.
I withdraw it. I think, you know, as long as we have Lonnie's input, Lonnie's sign-off, and a vote, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
But if we're saying, hey, he's not on the call today, we're voting anyway,
no.
Then I move to table.
No, this is a process that we'll do over the course of the next 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And again, you're simply asking that all committee items provide you with written information about items that they'd like to be included in the
committee report.
And that we will vote on the NFC report at the October 13th meeting?
Yeah.
I'm concerned because...
I have to pick this up on a cell phone. I'll be calling back. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm not clear because the last time we met, we made a number of votes of individuals... individual budgets and that type of thing. And at that time, I said I would be preparing a minority report because I was opposed to some of the opinions of the majority on this committee. And that's the direction that I'm still going in. Are you saying to eliminate there's no way that some of my opinions will jive with your opinion?
Yeah, I know. And this doesn't preclude a minority report. I mean, as we can have as many minority reports as people
want. Well, I cannot sign off on an NFC report.
Mr. Chair, this is Lavarne. May I speak?
Go ahead, Lavarne.
If you cannot control Mark's constant interruption, this is not a productive meeting any longer. So maybe someone can call me once Mark stops his interruptions. I'll be able to stay on the phone call, but I just can't sit here and can't prepare for another 3-hour meeting with this constant interruption by Mark. So please,
sorry,
can we have
Lamar.
A little here, please?
We can call you,
Mark,
when you're ready.
I
impose this rudeness.
Thank you,
Lavarne. The committee report is the work of the committee, as indicated in Roberts and I read last time. The committee report reflects the sentiments of the majority, but is not to be called the majority report. That's what Roberts says. So the committee votes on it, and anybody opposed to it is free to issue a minority report under the things
we
agreed to. Okay.
I just want to make sure that the committee report doesn't make it seem like we're
Chair,
all, you know.
Could you please... bring some order and not allow the member to continue to express his opinion.
And how about you, Lavarne?
Look, Can we all...
I'm not
all
on the phone to argue with anyone. I'm here to conduct business, which we were doing until you came on the line.
Excuse me. Can I ask for just clarification? So you like it noted in the minutes, Dave, that you're requesting all NFC members to provide written recommendations to you of items to be included in the committee report, and that you will be providing that report in advance of our October 13th meeting?
I'll assemble the comments and get it out to everybody as soon as I'm able before the meeting.
So what if there's a, like, I'm sorry, I've got to ask a question, LeVar or not.
Go ahead.
What happens if, for example, if my comments say, I disagree with this, what happens?
Well, the way I think of it, we will have a motion to adopt. I'll assemble all the comments, and we'll have a motion to adopt, and people can choose to strike things if they don't feel that they reflect the majority opinion.
So the majority rules on this, quote, committee report.
That is what Robert says. Now, the other way to do it is to indicate where we have majority consensus and minority opinions in a consolidated report. I think that what we should do is work this out.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
That means potentially we would have three reports forwarded to the PNB, a majority report, a minority report, and Lonnie's report.
No, the committee's report, as Robert says, is not referred to as a majority report. It is referred to as the committee's report, and it reflects a vote of the committee, which is established by a majority vote of the committee. We can have as many minority reports offered to the board as there are members. So there will be a committee report, and there is a CFO report, and as many minority reports as people choose to put forth.
The CFO is a member of the committee.
Correct.
Mr. Chair, this is Lauren. I'm going to sign off. I'll see you guys back on the PNB meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
And did this fall under the National Accounting Policies agenda item?
It's actually verged there because we were dealing with some of the issues in the CFO report, which you raised. So really, this is an FY06 budget issue. What I'd like to do is get back to, dispense with this by consent, and get back to the national accounting issues that Marnie had raised.
Without him on the call?
Marnie.
Oh, Marnie. Sorry, I thought you said Marnie.
We're not taking action right now, as far as I know, on most of these items. We took a vote earlier on the call on the issue of the budget authorization prior to the PNB meeting, which the CFO raised in an email. Can we move ahead from this? I will put out an email requesting input into the committee report, and we will dispense with that issue on the next call. Is there any objection to moving on? Okay, hearing none. Then, Marnie, will you please raise the accounting issues?
Well, we kind of went sidetracked just a little bit.
Right.
I had been on stack. I was hoping to, when we were talking about the surplus thing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And that was, sometimes I feel like we talk across purposes when we're talking about the surplus thing because we're not differentiating between budgeting for a surplus and then how the actual year evolves. And I kind of thought that for the most part, a lot of what Lonnie is talking about is that we budget to have a surplus at each unit rather than be in a deficit or be breaking even. And I get confused as to whether what we're talking about. So, and I do personally think it is wise to budget for a surplus, and we certainly need to come to an agreement as to what that surplus formula is when one is budgeting, because I don't believe it's wise to budget for a deficit or a break-even. That said, some of the things that I had wanted to talk about in terms of accounting, you want me to talk to my items that have to do with national accounting policies?
Yes.
Okay. Then in terms of accounting policies per se, Well, let's see if this one falls into that, that there should be a policy that no raises or bonuses should be awarded during a fiscal year unless they have been specifically budgeted.
Is that really an accounting policy or a fiscal policy?
Then we'll move on.
Okay. I think that's a fiscal policy.
All right. Then if we just want to get into the national accounting, I do agree that there are this headcount reporting and including some sort of a headcount number in the P&L is really important. Just one number per station of what was the budget, what was the prior year, what is the current year for the FTE number. That really needs to become part of the template for the P&L. Then also, since we did pass on our 9-hour call, the thing about we're going to now start having quarterly forecasts that do get approved and that the units should not deviate from the approved quarterly forecasts, that means we need for the templates to start including a new column for the approved forecast so that one can be comparing not just the actual results against budget in prior year, but also against this new approval of forecasts. And the same holds for forecasts should have that column, and then the actual the actuals for the current month and the current year-to-date, those should also include a column that shows what the current forecast, approved forecast is, so that we have a frame of reference. And then our balance sheet...
Hey, can I ask Marty a quick question?
Oh, sure.
Marty, could you... when you get a chance, just circulate, at least to me and maybe other committee members, what would that report kind of look like, the one with the additional columns of the sort of the approved forecast?
You mean the template?
Right, a template, right, or a template of what that would be like when you get a chance.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Marnie, how does this relate to the template you've already sent us?
Well, the templates that have been sent so far never really had a forecast column before because we weren't really, we had a forecast, but it wasn't the official forecast, so the forecast, because we haven't been into a forecast approval mode, so we would just say what was Lonnie's last forecast, and the forecast has just sort of been a rolling forecast. Every month, he bless his heart, does a forecast. And then we use that, but we've never had a forecast column to prepare to compare that with. The forecasts have compared themselves to budget and prior year, and so one needs to have. Now, if it gets passed through the PNB, that we're now going to get into formal approved forecasts on a quarterly basis, then our financial reports need to show what those are, or else we won't be able to compare against that. Is that enough said? No?
I think it's almost more said than we can process. I think that this has really got to get written down as a formal proposal.
This is Jane Messi.
Please.
I think that most of what I heard, this as well as most of what I remember you saying at the beginning, falls into that working group for revised formats for our statements, and I wonder if we could actually put those to a working group. Except for the first item that you mentioned, which sounded like an actual policy related to the topic at hand, the one-month reserve, it sounds like that we have that you made a proposal that we would like to see budgeting for a surplus. That is a very distinct proposal.
Yeah, she moved on from that.
Right.
But everything else sounds more like the financial statements.
I'd like to get on a stack also.
Okay, and did I hear...
All right, Lonnie?
Marnie?
Yeah, I think so.
Who else did I hear? I thought I heard someone else besides Mark.
Yeah, someone prior to me.
Was that you, Sandy? No, I guess not, Mark. Go ahead.
So you wanted to jump in now before I gave my other two? I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
No, go ahead. I'll wait.
Right. Okay, I had also suggested that our board, I have no problem with it being in a working group. I'm not even sure who's in the working group anymore. But the balance sheets that we received, that balance sheet template should also not just have the current month balance sheet, but it should have a prior quarter and a prior year end information so that we can have a comparison to look at. Otherwise, you just don't have a comparison. And anyway, and then finally, if this would still fall into accounting policy, that it would be nice to get the month-end closes completed and circulated to the NFC within 25 days of the calendar month-end, as opposed to, I think it's now around 40 or so, because 1 month has already ended, and yet we're still eventually get information about a prior month. Like, I'm guessing that in October we'll finally get the August actuals, and that's really very, very difficult. So those were my points on that area.
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, first of all, I mean, I agree that we need to improve some of our reporting mechanisms. However, I do also recognize that we are a small organization in many ways, especially in the national office. We have a CFO, a controller, an assistant controller, and a lot of times we have, especially in the last, year and a half or so, overloaded them with continual requests as though they were some corporate 500 place where they have a staff of 50 people who do nothing more than this. I think one of the reasons that not recognizing the work demands that we are placing on our small staff is one of the reasons why they're not here. I think we have to stop, slow down, and figure out what we really need and what we're just asking for. And we can't just continually bark up that tree and say, where's this and where's this and why haven't you done this and why didn't you do that better? I wouldn't come to a meeting like that, and we're having a difficult time at the ED, I'm telling you. I mean, of the seven finalists that we had, four pulled out once they checked up on Pacifica. They decided this was a no-win situation and withdrew their application after being declared finalist. We've got to look at ourselves first before we start shining the mirror at everybody else.
Mark,
we've got to be careful. I know it's not relevant, but it is.
No, it's not that. It's that the numbers that Marnie is talking about are numbers that those people have to produce in order to be able to track the financial
performance. No, I understand, but the only thing I'm saying...
The income statement, the close-of-month figures. No. So they have to, for themselves, produce those documents in a timely manner.
Well, I know that, Dave, and I also looked at the documents from 2 years. I mean, I understand.
Hold on a second. We should have one person speaking. Who's speaking in the background?
Where's he coming? He's coming from Germany.
Patty needs to be on mute.
Patty's
reporting as we go.
I'm sorry.
So go ahead, Mark.
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with that. The question that I have, and Dave, to me this is really fundamental, is approach. You know, it's like somebody comes and walks up to you, and they see you're overwhelmed and say, how can I help? And the person that comes up to you and say, why didn't you do? We've become why didn't you do, not how can I help. I agree that we need to improve things. It's just the approach. To me, the approach just puts people in corners, puts people in different areas, and you don't get it resolved. And you just go on and on and on. That's the problem that I'm facing. That's the problem that I have. I'm trying to figure out how to get us to, okay,
Dave,
what do we need, and how can
I
we
want
help?
The stack, too.
Hold on a second,
all right, forget it. I'm done. Go ahead. Patty, go. I'll see y'all at 8. Go ahead, Patty.
Actually, we have Teresa and then Patty, but I'd like to ask all commissioners to wait until members finish before interrupting with a request to be on the stack, and I will cut people off if they're going on too long, and we can, try not to interrupt.
I just wanted to let you know that we have 15 minutes remaining.
I understand. Go ahead, Teresa, and then Patty.
Well, I kind of wanted to return to, wasn't it Marnie that had some proposals? And actually, I was supporting Mark to a degree. I think that everybody should say, how can I help, including staff. And that's how you get collaboration, with everybody saying, let's work through the problem. And to, for Lonnie to kind of give an ultimatum and say, well, I'm not going to be on this meeting, that just, that shuts down communication. You know, maybe we did something wrong, but let's kind of not take it personally and kind of, you know, keep our eye on the prize here. So I'm sorry, everybody. It's a real pleasure to work with you, really, and I'm sorry that several people have given up in discouragement.
Patty?
All right. You know, Marty brought up a bunch of great ideas. This is a finance committee, not an encounter group, you know, and I'm sorry. The CFO is the one that laid down the gauntlet of writing his own report. It was not us. And, you know, we all work here for free. We don't even get paid to be here for 9 hours. And I'm just, I really would like you to keep the meeting in order and to censure members if they don't stop this. It's, now Mr. Roberts hung up because of, you know, we were going along fine. And Marnie has a lot of really important good points. And I think the point is that we're not supposed to get to anything. So the finance committee looks like it's not working. And then other things look like we're the problem. And I think that we have to really just, as Tree said, keep our eye on the prize. And I would like to hear more about Marnie's things. I think she has some really, these are important financial issues that we have to deal with. We have no policies on half the things. We're just in the wind for that reason.
This is a point of procedure. Roberts does not allow committees to discipline their own members. Go ahead, Marnie.
I was pretty much completed, but let me just say that from the day I got on the LSB, even when I was running, I think, and when I first met Lonnie, my position has always been, I'm here to help. And I have helped, and I believe that, and I'm not one to toot my own horn. That's not why I'm on the LSB or the NFC. But even the financial statements that we see now are a result of chats that I had with Lonnie and formats that I gave to him and things like that. I do agree that he is shorthanded. That's problematic. But I know that, again, in the mode of what can I do to help, the other thing is that it is possible to improve the data that comes out of the Great Plains system through the FRX report writer. And again, in the mode of what can I do to help, I have suggested that it would be wise to bring in a consultant that can help create report formats that come out of FRX for the actuals and for the year to date, so that no manual intervention needs to be put in there other than export them from FRX to Excel, so that the explanations for the variances can be put in as explanations, text explanations in an Excel. But those are things that I have tried to do, and I would like to think that for the most part I do have a good, respectful relationship with Lonnie, and that my position has always been, and the only reason I'm bringing some of these things up, again, they're things that I have mentioned before. I know that my balance sheet, when I talk about comparing, I know that a couple of weeks ago, Dave said, gee, does anyone have the 04 balance sheet or something? And I said, here's mine. This is what I've been keeping that shows 04 and 05 and maybe 03 in there as well. I've forgotten now. But they're formats that I'm keeping and trying to give and be helpful. So I totally agree that we're all here to help, and that's certainly been my intent. That's it.
Okay, if there's no more discussion on this, I think we have to figure out a way that we turn these recommendations and these issues into forward progress. And I think the best way to do it, Marnie, is for you to... I mean, I understand the working group approach. My problem is that we seem to have metastasizing working groups. We have working groups and working groups and working groups. I think we'll make further progress if the people with some clarity put forth a proposal and it can get modified. Like, for example, Jane has put forth a proposal, which I hope we get to before the end of this call. And then we work it up, and we just consider it at the committee level, and we dispense with it. And one of the problems in the collaboration thing is, you know, what do you do when you come to a difference of opinion with the CFO? That's really, because my experience is when there's a difference of opinion, if the committee majority rules against the CFO, then we're in this position. But I think there's no other way than to, for the people who understand the issue, to put forth a formal proposal. I think that's going to be more efficient. So can you draft these as formal proposals for consideration by the committee? And then we can, if we have those far enough in advance, we can modify them and then just step through them. Is there any other comment on that approach?
Let me just say that I will run these by the other treasurers as because you're talking about for October 13th, and I have a feeling that on October 13th our cup will run us over and we won't get to most things. So these little template things I'm talking about, how about if I promise that I'll send them out to the treasurers ahead of time, including samples in Excel, so that we can sort of...
Well,
okay?
This is Jane. Can I speak to that?
Were you done, Marnie?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jane.
I had made a recommendation via email that what we really need is a 1 or 2 day working session, in-person working session with the five treasurers, the five business managers meeting with Lonnie to work out these formatting, template, all of this stuff, including anything that can be automated, because I really like what I've seen from Marnie, but if I don't see the context of where, you know, because I can't work with our business manager on a day-to-day basis. It's just too big a deal for me to go up in town. But if we could dedicate 2 days of working together, I think a group of 10 to 15 people can work very effectively, you know, just simply walk our way through each of these proposals and figure out if it's workable. But I think it would be a lot better to try to do it in person.
Well, then the issue would be the budget required to gather people. One of the things that could be done, I mean, we could schedule it for the January meeting, or it might be better done at the March meeting. The problem is that that is going to take a little while. And I think we'd benefit greatly from these proposals. I agree with Sandy. It would work better if you know, we're not sort of in contention with the CFO. So if anybody has a better idea, you know, maybe Marnie can get with the CFO and we can get a provisionally improved system in place and then budget for and plan for that gathering you're describing to take place.
Well, I was envisioning that it needed to take place within the next 2 to 3 months. So.
Well, the problem with that means a separate meeting to get, at least if you have...
But none of those people normally come to... The business managers and the treasurers do not normally come to the PMB meeting. So.
That's true. So you're suggesting a finance meeting of the treasurers, the business managers, the CFO, and so the GMs wouldn't be involved...
I don't think they would need to be, because it's simply a matter of working out the GMs could give their input to their business managers and I just think that you don't want it to be too many people, but you want it to be enough people.
You want it to be the right people. So what do other people think of that proposal?
Marnie, if we're talking financial report formats and things like that, it's my impression that the financial reporting, the management reporting, comes out of the national office and that the business managers are not involved in that. So if that were the purpose, I don't know that the business managers should be there. If there's other things like, you know, problems with getting the close done, moving up the time frame for the close, or chart of accounts things, other kinds of things, then, yes, that's been my observation from just one station. That's it.
I'd like to speak to that.
Go ahead.
I think that you're right, but I think that we would be in much better position if the business managers were involved at some level, because I think that the business manager could be definitely, they've got insights into what the GMs are asking for, or perhaps, I mean, I just think that the business managers need to be brought into the loop, even if in the end it's going to be the national office producing the reports. But we have things that need to happen at a local level, and if they were there, we could clarify these things can happen, you know, if steps 1, 2, and 3 occur. So I think that there's some interim reports that would probably be helpful that the business managers can provide.
Okay, we have 6 minutes left before the national board meeting starts, and that meeting's going to start promptly. I think we have to decide what we're going to prepare for the next meeting. I think, you know, these two approaches that have been described don't need to be mutually exclusive, and I think that we can go, Marnie and others could go forward with a concrete proposal, and then we could consider whether some of them are appropriate for adoption or others should be reviewed in the way Jane's suggesting. I mean, I just think the more we get concrete things before us, the further advanced we are, regardless of when or how we process them. And Jane, in terms of your proposal on the reporting, I think it would also be a good idea to be prepared for us to actually have a vote on that at the next meeting. But again, there's this issue of process that Sandy raised of, you know, how do you make this a collaborative matter? So if you have any recommendations on how to do that, I'm all ears.
What are you talking about?
You've been requesting for a while that in the reporting, hold on, I'll get it. Where is it? Financial statements, reformatting and streamlining production. Oh, that was the way to do it again. You had a specific. Nope, I can't find it. I recall you were the one who originally raised, and maybe it's what Marnie's talking about now, the issue of it's in the minutes. That's it. It's the issue of hold on a second.
Having the prior year's actuals and budget, having those all shown side by side?
Yeah. Here we go. No. I'll find it. I think that's it, or something.
In time, I'd like to move that we table item on the budget calendar and process FY07 for our next meeting.
Okay.
At 7:55.
Yeah, we have a few minutes left.
Does anybody know when our next meeting should be?
We have October 13th, unless we want to set one prior to that. Here we go. Motion by Gatewood that the NFC recommends the CFO complete the salary comparison worksheet. It was, and you were interested in the salary comparison worksheet, but I guess we've already processed that.
Right, and actually, I think Marnie finished it.
Did you, Marnie?
Which fiscal year? We're talking.
I think for FY06.
Oh, that thing. Yes. Oh, sorry for the brain freeze. Yeah, I think it's close enough. I mean, if that's one thing to take off Lonnie's plate, we can just say that it's, you know, done by with information from the treasurers and a caveat that it's not an official piece that came from the CFO's office. Does that work?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Right. I thought it was, it looked like it was pretty close, good enough. So I think we're ready to adjourn, Dave.
Okay. Anybody have any objections to adjourning until our next meeting?
I don't have any objections, but let me just confirm. It's at 5 p.m. Central, which is what time is our next meeting next Thursday, the 13th?
It's not next Thursday. It's the one after that.
Okay. Thursday the 13th. Is it what time?
I have 3 p.m. Pacific written in my calendar.
All right. So that's 5 yeah. Central, 6 Eastern.
Yeah. And just so people know, if we vote tonight to have the meeting, that the PMB meeting that weekend, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, then I suggest we pull it up a week and do it on the 6th.
And you'd have to put the notice out tonight?
Yeah, I do it after the meeting.
The primary purpose of this meeting would be to review our committee report?
Yeah, basically.
This is Patty.
Go ahead, Patty.
This is, I got a message from Casey that, you know, she can't be here because these are working hours, during working hours, and maybe we could at least every once in a while have a finance meeting that starts a little later for the California people.
Sometimes started at 5, but it means 8 o'clock back east, isn't it?
I'm up late. Everybody, the meetings usually start that late anyway. This is a rare committee that's working during the day, and it's very hard. I know for Casey, she has to stop her job to do this. It's, and maybe if we have this meeting moved up to the 6th, because if we have our board meeting, maybe we could start it at at least 4 or 5, so, you know, we can accommodate other people.
I'll make a motion that if we have to go to our fallback date of October 6th, that it start at 5 Pacific time.
Second? Oh, no, second. Don't need.
Okay, so if we do it October 6th, we do it at 5 Pacific. Is there an objection to that?
Wait a minute. October 6th?
Yeah.
Alternate if the 13th can't happen because
right.
of
the
October 6th is difficult for me, but, you know, I might just have to have Sandy attend, and I just have to call. You're saying if it were October 6th, it would be what time?
5 p.m. Pacific.
5 p.m.
7 evening.
7 Central.
7 Central.
8 Eastern.
I could not do it at that time unless I made a conscious choice to say no to something that I've already committed to. So that's just a thought.
Make the 13th later if necessary.
I could do it later on the 13th.
13th isn't posted any place already as starting at 3. May I make a motion to start the 13th at 5 p.m.?
Let's see. Is that a motion to reconsider?
We need to get off this call, Dave.
Yeah, we really do. I think we should leave it set at the date it was originally set. I just don't want to mess around and then have somebody tell me, oops, procedural error. You know, I'd rather just proceed with it at the date we've done. But failing that, if we vote for it, a meeting on the 13th, is there consensus that we have a meeting next Thursday at 5 p.m.? East 8 p.m. Eastern? Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection, if we vote on that in the PMB meeting about to start, I'll make that announcement, and I'll be sure to include the agenda items. Jane, can you send me the notes you have as soon as possible so I can include the agenda items from that?
I can send you the notes right away, but I don't think there are agenda items, but I'll send it to you.
Well, there are things in there, like, for example, the issues we've raised so far on the Spanish language programming, which we'll put on that agenda. And with that, we need to get on to the PMB call.
Dave, could as people leave the call, I wanted to ask one question. So I don't know.
I move to adjourn.
I second that.
Okay. Any objection to adjournment?
Okay. Good night.
Then we'll see you in the next meeting. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you all.